everybody, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you so much for being here. We're so happy that you're here. Emma is out again this week. I'm Carly Aquilino, but we have a very funny comedian that is going to co-host with me for this episode. So happy to have her here. You've seen her on Amazon's Inside Jokes. You've seen her do stand-up. You've seen her. You've seen her podcast somehow. I mean, you've listened to her podcast, Two Less Lonely Girls. Rosebud Baker is in studio.
Yay! Today. Oh my gosh! Woo! Who is that? She must be great. Ah!
She's great. Rosebud is. You've heard us mention her a few times. We've mentioned you a few times on this podcast.
Oh my god!
Me and Emma. Yeah, we've said you're a bitch. We said. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's on brand. It's on brand.
No, we actually were saying that everybody should watch Inside Jokes. So we've brought you up a few times.
Thanks, Carly.
And so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here.
I feel like a new person because I have short hair now
and
brown hair.
Yep.
So who is she? I don't know her.
I was wondering the same thing when I walked up to the building.
Yeah.
I was like, who is that?
You thought I was a lost little girl.
For real, I did.
Because I dressed like one.
For real, I did.
Right.
I was like, who's that lost little girl that's wearing all her, like, dead mom's clothing?
Right, exactly, because I have a very large windbreaker, an 80s-style windbreaker that I was wearing. I'm wearing, you know, the...
Carly dressed for a trip to Walmart.
Right.
In Staten Island.
Right.
In the 90s.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's working for me. That's my vibe.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
What can we talk about with Rosebud? Rosebud loves dogs.
I do.
Loves dogs. She has a cute dog named Charlie.
I got a sweet little dog named Charlie. Charlie Bear.
I met him a couple times, but the first time I met him, I went to your apartment,
mm-hmm.
and he had jumped out of his cage.
Mm-hmm.
His somehow that was not only locked like with the like slide lock,
right.
but it was zip tied together
with cables.
With
cable ties.
Yeah.
And he gets out every single time.
And his hair was stuck in the. There was remnants of his hair stuck in the opening
cage.
Of the cage, and he somehow got out of it. And the cage was still shut. The door was still shut.
Yeah, he for real Houdini's his way out of every single thing that I ever... Now I gave up, but he's not crated right now.
Yeah, that's so funny, because now you have a roommate. He's probably running amok your home.
Yeah, he's probably eating all of her shit.
Right, which is fine. It's not your shit.
It's not my shit. Go ahead, Charlie. Fucking happy Thanksgiving.
That's why he's allowed to roam around now.
Yeah.
Because we have a roommate now. He could eat her shit.
He can do whatever he wants down there.
Yeah. I had told you when I saw that, I was like, you need to get a camera in here. Because a video like that of a dog getting out of a locked, like triple locked cage would go viral.
You're right.
So fast.
You're right. It would.
What a psycho.
Or they would be like, if it did go viral though, every crazy dog owner would be like, this is abuse, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know how people are with dogs. It's like,
right.
if you see a picture of a dog, like
wearing a hat.
A birthday hat.
Right.
People are like, this is abuse.
Right.
Call the ASPCA.
Right.
This person shouldn't be allowed outside.
Yeah.
So,
can I tell you, I hate the ASPCA.
Why?
Because they
were rude to me once.
No, they weren't rude to me, but their euthanizing rate is like 90%.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Really? That's higher than anyone.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, wait. Because the ASPCA isn't allowed to euthanize.
Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of... What am I thinking of?
I think you're thinking of ACC.
No, not ACC.
Animal Care Centers of Manhattan.
No, that's not it. That's not it. It's like the big one. PETA!
PETA.
Sorry, not ASPCA. I apologize, ASPCA.
Wait, so PETA is killing
PETA,
animals?
Yeah, PETA. I'm sorry. I actually know someone that worked for the ASPCA, and I knew that they didn't.
Yeah,
that they don't do that.
Right.
So apologies to the ASPCA, PETA has a really high euthanizing rate in the 90s.
Okay, in the 90s,
like 90%.
Oh, I thought you. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
So are they rescuing animals and trying to rehome animals?
They're taking in animals, and then the animals that actually get adopted it's such a low percentage.
Yeah.
And, like, they have the statistic. They have to have the statistics online.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And there was this one girl who lost her dog. Someone found it, brought it to PETA, not ASPCA.
No.
And the next day, she went And they said, we put your dog down.
Oh, my God.
Because it was
God.
Sick. She's like, it wasn't sick.
Oh, my God.
It was a chihuahua.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I think she sued them. Of course she sued them.
Yeah.
How are you going to just kill someone's dog in like 12 hours?
Oh, my God.
You're like, hey, get that thing out of here.
You know what, though? It makes sense to me that they would, because PETA is so insane.
PETA's crazy.
They're so fucking crazy that, like, yeah. they seem like the type of person who would just, like, take on, like, more than they can handle.
Right.
And then get mad at everyone else.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, you end up, like, doing more harm than good because you're so wild.
I hate, they're so wild. I hate when people try and, like, put their beliefs on other people.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're doing the bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing the bad thing.
Right. Right. They're like, but when we're doing it, it's humane. And
right.
it's like, no, bitch.
No, because people trust
you
us.
You killed a chihuahua.
Right. Nobody knows
for
that
no
you're
reason.
Doing that. Right. Literally for no reason. The like, same day you got
they're
it.
Like, well, we're out of crates and he's shaking a little, so let's
right.
put him down.
He's a little scared.
Yeah.
We don't like him. But yeah, fuck PETA.
Yeah.
I will say that loud and proud. But I love the ASPCA. So, you guys, I'm sorry. You guys know I get confused. You know I get confused.
She does. She
yeah,
does.
She does. She really does. And I can't help it.
I mean, can we talk about what happened when we walked in the building? No.
What?
Okay. When we
what
were walking
do?
In the building and you were like, ugh, this always happens. Remember?
Oh, yeah. We were walking in and I was buzzing. The doorbell's broken to get in. So the
Carly's
studio,
buzzing.
Yeah, we're on the floor that the studio's on. And then you have to buzz in to get into the studio. And I was like, and the buzzer's broken. So it said knock. So I was knocking and I was like, they always give me an attitude here. Like they never buzz me in. And then I like touched the
it.
Handle and I was like, oh, it's open. Never mind. I was like, oh, they always, because they do. I don't know why, but I don't think they like me up there. I don't know why.
You know,
first of all, every time they see me, they're like, who are you? I'm like, I've been coming here for 9 months.
Yeah.
And 9 months.
Right.
I could have had a baby by now. That's how long I've been coming here.
Well, to be fair, today you are a totally new woman.
Right. Exactly. I have different hair.
You're a totally new person.
Yeah. True.
So.
And the girl that's up there now is the only one that's nice to me.
Okay.
The other ones are like, who are you here for? And I'll be like, I'm in the studio in the back. Oh, okay. With who? I'm like, with Chris. Chris who? I'm like,
you're
dad.
Like, why are you
Chris,
here?
Your dad. If you don't know the employees that work here, why are you asking me who I'm going to go see?
Right. Right.
Fucking.
Chris,
ugh.
Your dad.
But yeah, I do get very confused sometimes. But that was the door was open. I didn't know. It should have just, the sign should have said the door's open.
Yeah.
I got confused.
You got confused.
I'm really sore today because I did yoga yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I bought a 6-month yoga membership for $650, which is a steal.
That's, wait, 6 months for $650?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
For a yoga studio. And you know, you've been to my yoga studio.
Yeah.
It's nice in there.
It's really nice.
You know, they have tampons in the bathroom for free.
Yeah.
That I would steal, but they're organic and those things don't help me.
They don't?
The organic tampons, I might as well put a Q-tip inside of me, honestly.
That's
how much they work.
If I use an organic tampon, I swear to God, it would last me a week and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I
could just
them,
leave it in for my whole period.
I go through them till your next period.
Till my next period.
I've never, like, I go through them alarmingly quick. I don't know why.
Wow. It's
first
the IUD.
Of all, there's no applicator.
It's a,
why am I inside of myself? Okay, I don't want to be up
that
there
part
right
is
now.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. I don't want to put something that high up
no.
inside of my
no.
body.
I don't, and I don't want to fucking
my job.
Fish hook myself.
Yeah, it's not my job.
Yeah.
And they're tiny.
It's not your job.
It's not my job.
It's the government's job.
It's the applicator's job. Tampax Pearl, okay?
Fuck the applicator. I want the government to put my tampons
right,
in for me.
Right, exactly. If I could, I don't want to be up there. Get that thing out of me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
What about a Diva cup? I fucking hate those.
I've never tried one, but I'm very interested. So my
I'm not putting
gyno,
a bucket up my pussy. Thank you.
I asked my gyno about it, and she said with the Diva cup, you need to have like a sink near you. It's not
yeah,
good if you're like
you have
in
to
a public
wash it out.
Place. Yeah, you have to wash it.
That's disgusting.
So, for those of you that don't know, a Diva cup it's healthier than tampons though. That's why people use it because
right.
tampons you can get sick from them, you can get toxic shock if you leave it in for too long. A Diva cup you can pretty much leave in for a longer time. It's not harmful to your body.
You just have a solo cup in your vagina.
Yeah, you do have to rinse it. So my gyno was like, you know, you have to just make sure that you're going to be in a place where you have your own personal sink. Like, you have to do it at home. You can't really be changing it in a public restroom. And I was like, okay, well, then that's not going to work for me because I travel. I'm like, you know, like, at comedy clubs. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to really, like, be washing my diva cup in front of people. Like, doing the dishes.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
So gross.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm not
so
trying to
gross
do that
to me.
But she said that there's something called a menstrual sponge.
I've heard about that.
And you put the sponge inside of you, which I can't imagine being easier than a diva cup.
I mean, now I've got to wring it out with my fucking hands.
Right. I have to squeeze it.
None of these are solutions.
I have to squeeze it. First of all, I have to go inside myself, which you guys know I don't want to do. I have to go up inside myself. Grab a sponge.
Get a sea sponge.
You have
out
to
of
wash
your...
the diva cup with the sponge.
You just have both.
You just you can. They're
you just
not
have
harmful.
Both, and then you can use the diva cup to squeeze the sponge out.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going old,
it's like
school
putting,
tampons.
It's like putting a blueberry in a raspberry.
Right.
And then...
Exactly. Exactly. Oh,
this
God. I've
this
seen
is
that
upsetting.
I've seen that on Pinterest, actually, blueberry in a raspberry. I'm like, you guys aren't that smart. That takes way too much time, and it's fruit, so
I know.
Relax.
They're like,
it's not that good.
The most inventive thing about that is that you thought to take a picture of
right.
it. Like, nobody
yeah.
cares.
Like, it's not a pig in a blanket, you know? It's not, like, really, it doesn't taste really
somebody
good.
Somebody
is
it's like,
two I'm... fruits inside of each other.
Somebody
no thanks.
Somebody put a fucking blueberry in a raspberry. I was like, I'm a chef now.
Yeah, I'm a chef. And I need the world to see it. I've seen that so many times. Like, cute snacks for if you're having a party. I'm like, if I was having a party and I served a blueberry inside of a raspberry, my friends would be like, let's sit down and chat. Because like, what are you doing? That took so much time for no reason. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Like, we're all
like,
set.
Like,
we're
girly,
all set.
Your habits, like, your hobbies are getting sadder and
yeah,
sadder.
Yeah, you need to like, be busier.
Right.
If you're putting a blueberry inside of a raspberry.
Yes. Be best.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Be best. Like, there's no, there. You could have just put them in the same bowl together. I mean, it's, I see things on Pinterest that I'm like, I hate this person and I don't even know them.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. People who have houses on boats in trees are
yeah.
like, I'm like,
tiny houses.
I'm like,
how what are you doing?
How is your tiny house on a boat in a tree?
Yeah.
I'm like, get a fucking regular house.
Yeah. Get
okay,
get
you
a
fucking
life.
Loser.
Get a life.
Yeah.
You're a loser. Like, you live in a tree house that's made of a boat.
That
Bye.
Is an insurance nightmare,
right.
And nobody wants it.
Like, there's no way it's legal.
He's like, look at this house that I built in a boat in a tree.
Right.
That no one will cover.
No one will cover, and no one will come over.
Because it's a fucking fire hazard. Like, imagine there's a fire.
I have been watching the. I've watched those shows that are like tiny house, you know, tiny houses in the woods. First
yeah.
of all, get over yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a minimalist. First of all, fuck you.
Have you
okay?
watched that show? The one that where she's like, kiss your clothes and shit before you put it.
Kiss your clothes?
Yeah. Like, what's it called? Tidying
kiss my
up.
Ass.
Tidying up. People have been telling me to watch this show, Tidying Up.
Oh, it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix
yeah.
series. Yes,
I will
I've
not
never
fucking watch that show.
No, because it's going to make me want to clean and I don't want to clean.
Yeah. And I'm not going to watch shows about errands.
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
Literally, how dare you?
Like, why would I ever watch a show about, like,
you
how
doing
to...
your laundry?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this person's better at cleaning. This person's better at cooking. This
yeah.
I'm not going to watch shit
right.
where people are better than me.
Right. No.
Mm-mm.
I want to watch depressing shit.
I want to watch murder shows.
Oh, you know what? I just finished. I watched it in 2 days. You guys have to watch it.
Was
it's
it?
Called You.
Yes!
Yes! It's so good. First of all,
it's so good.
That guy is so hot.
Okay,
that
but
guy is so
his
hot.
First
I love that guy.
She just became a fucking...
He's a psycho.
You just became a drag queen with the gesticulating.
Yeah. He's so hot.
I've met him. He's not that hot, Carly.
He is.
No,
he is.
He's
he
not.
Is.
He looks
he
like
is.
A pencil with a face.
I love pencils. I've dated 4 pencils,
he
so that's
looks,
crazy
He looks
that.
Like a pencil with a face on it. And his
beautiful
teeth,
hair, gorgeous jawline, great nose, great lips,
great
good
jawline.
Eyes.
But can I tell you something?
Hairy it's, chest, really, really hairy chest.
Gross
yeah,
chest.
I saw that. And I don't mind
gross
a hairy chest,
hair.
But
it
was a full... He has no hair anywhere else, so it's like, okay, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not here for it.
It was an eagle?
Yeah.
It was in the shape of an eagle?
Right.
Between his collarbones?
Right. And we're not talking a flurry. We're talking a
full bush.
A full bush.
And then
nothing on his stomach, nothing on his face, nowhere else
is
there hair.
This is what's wild, is like a man is going on TV and he's like, maybe I should, you know, wax this.
They don't even think about it.
No, he's just like, no, this is good. He looks in the mirror. He's like, this is fine.
Right. That's like me going on TV with the hair on my toe.
Yeah.
And not maintaining the hair on my toe. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even do that.
Yes.
I can't imagine not worrying about that.
First
of all, I have a mustache. I'm letting it grow out because my boyfriend's out of town. He comes back tomorrow. I'm doing a full-blown change tonight. I'll be a new woman by the morning. Maybe that's why they don't recognize me, because I have a beard now.
Excuse me, sir.
They're like, sir, I'm dressed like Mr. Bean. I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? It's me, Carly. I let my mustache grow out. I give myself, when my boyfriend's away, I eat a lot of onions.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat onions when I'm with him, even though I love onions. But I don't eat onions because my best friend, and I hope she's listening to this, she's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. We used to work together at a hair salon. And one day for lunch, I went out for lunch and I got a salad and I came back and I walked in the door and she was like, did you just eat onions? There were onions in my salad. I was far away from her. And I go, yeah. And she's like, it smells gross. Go brush your teeth. Go get a toothbrush. So I went to the pharmacy and got a toothbrush and brushed my teeth at work. And after that happened, I'm like so paranoid about eating like raw onion.
Yeah.
So when my boyfriend's away, I eat onion. I don't shave my legs or maintain my beard.
That's obviously.
It's a luxury.
Obviously.
It's a luxury.
Let it grow.
I like to pet it nighttime. It's soothing.
It's calming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, the show You.
So good.
So good. First of all, I love that guy. I know
okay,
that
okay, but
hate
he's
him.
A murderer, but also
I know, but I would love him.
Me
there
too.
There were so many times where I was like, it's kinda hot.
Me too.
It's so weird because he's a sociopath.
Yeah, but so she has this girlfriend who like constantly tells her what to do and tells her what she's doing wrong. And then right. He just fucking kills her.
He fully kills her. I mean, we're giving away the show.
We are.
But you kind of get that gist in the trailer if you're going to watch the trailer for it.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but he's fully, I mean, he's a psycho.
Yeah.
And I love him.
Me too.
I don't know why. I was a big fan.
Me
and
too.
And there's going to be a season two, and I'm here for it.
Listen,
I can't wait to watch
Carly,
it.
Carly, if I have another friend who won't stop telling me what to do, and you're like, maybe I should kill her, please go for it.
Go kill her.
That's what I want.
That girl was so unlikable, too. It was Shay Mitchell from Pretty Little Liars, the girl.
Oh, my God. Stunning. She was, like, writing checks in her fucking, like, lacy lingerie. I was like,
right.
This bitch needs to be humbled.
Right. I know. And then she got humbled.
She got
humbled, guys.
She got so humbled.
Because she dead.
She is dead.
Yeah.
Fully.
She's so down to earth now because she's inside
Six
of it.
6 feet underground.
Truly, she's dead. She died. And we don't miss her. I didn't miss her one time.
No, I never even thought about her after that.
Never.
Also, her name was Peaches, which is like, get a life.
I'm like, are you on Mario Kart or are you a person walking around in the world?
In the world.
And she was, here's the thing with her name. I thought about that a lot when I was watching the show. I'm like, she's supposed
Peach?
To be an heiress to the J.D. Salinger fortune.
Right.
So I'm like, why would a rich person name their child Peach?
Never.
That would never happen.
Old money? Are you kidding me?
No
her
name way.
Would be fucking Eleanor.
Right. Or Isabella.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm trying to think of like rich people names. I don't really know that many.
Catherine.
You know, but Peach?
Peach?
What? I hated her. She
Peach
was so fucking annoying.
Peach is what new money people call their kids.
Right. But that could be a nickname for your child.
Sure.
Don't be like, something's... Are you going to the Paltrow?
Yeah.
Why are you naming your kid after fruit?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Exactly.
And also, just a reminder, fruit's not the best tasting thing in the world. So if you're going to name your kid something, name it...
Pickles.
Cheese. Pickles. Pickles is actually cute. I knew a dog named Pickles once.
That is a cute
name. That's a cute name for a dog. I would name my child that.
What if you just name your kid Dog?
I would love that. I wish I could get, if I could give birth to dogs, I would have 10.
If I could breastfeed mine?
Yeah.
I'd have 17.
Can I tell you the saddest thing? It's not actually sad, but we're going to talk about it. We were on the phone the other night. Rosebud called me, and she started a conversation saying, if I'm going to make my dog dog food, and I was like, what? She was at the grocery store buying ingredients so she could make her dog his own dog food. And I said, why are you doing that? And she's like, because I don't want him to die. So I don't know what's going on with you that you would, first of all, you don't even cook. Do you cook for yourself?
No, I've no. never cooked for myself.
Maybe that's gonna end up killing your dog, you cooking for it. Just give it fucking dog food.
Dude, I did try cooking for it. I took one bite and I was like, oh, we're giving you dog food.
Right, yeah.
Like, I was like, this can't. But
this is insulting.
I did start ordering him, like, raw meat patties.
Yeah.
So that I don't kill him with, like, processed dog
right.
food.
My aunt had a dog that lived almost 20 years and it wouldn't eat dog food, and she fed it rotisserie chicken every day.
Honestly,
every day.
I bought him a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, that's nice. What a luxury.
Yeah.
I want to come back in my next. The only reason I'm a good person in this life is because I want to come back in my next life as a dog.
Ugh, me
that's
too.
All I want. Is that too much to ask?
But also, like, do you really want that? Because there's a lot of people that are really shitty to dogs.
No, I want to be a rich person's dog. Like, the kind that goes to the, you know, like, the beauty parlor.
Right.
And like, has a, like, and goes to daycare and gets its hair done a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that. I want to be a good, like, a well-taken care of dog.
Yeah. Charlie's
like, that has its own pillow.
Yes.
You know, like a fancy velvet pillow.
Charlie has his own shag rug.
Wow.
He has a shag rug bed.
Wow.
He has his own shag blanket.
Wow. There,
he has a body pillow.
Oh, okay. So he has full... He has furniture. He has furniture.
He has a full set.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Crate and Barrel set.
Like a... Wow, Crate and Barrel.
Not from Crate and Barrel, but it could be.
It's IKEA.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of you that you put together a desk. Was your desk from IKEA or Crate and Barrel?
It was from All Modern.
Never heard of
which
it.
Which is... Okay. But you've heard of like... Overstock.com.
Love
shit like that.
Overstock.
Okay, so All Modern is Overstock, but it's for all modern looking furniture. Like,
okay.
Like mid-century modern shit.
Cute.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh.
I can't buy any furniture, though. I have no room.
Let me tell you something, though. You're going to throw shit out to buy shit off
really?
Of All Modern.
I'm going
to
have to do it. Ooh, I love Overstock, too. I bought so much stuff from Overstock. My friends, actually, it's like an inside joke between my friends. Like, oh, cool, Carly's... Like, if I'm on my phone when I'm with them, they're like, are you on Overstock? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I actually am.
I'm always...
I have 200 things in my shopping cart. I'm weaning them out.
Me too.
I buy two things at a time.
Two things at... Last night, I went on ASOS.
Oh, don't go on ASOS. You're going to buy everything.
Listen, I went nuts.
Yeah.
I got a check, and I... fully just made the decision. I was like, I know that I have things to pay for, but I'm spending all of this on clothes.
Girl, you should. I had, remember when I texted you and said, do you want my shoes and stuff?
Yeah.
I had bags and bags.
Whatever happened to that?
Shit. They literally got donated yesterday to the Salvation Army because nobody came over.
Carly.
You were supposed to come over. You're the same shoe size as me. And my friend Ashley is the same shoe size as me. So... All of my good shoes now that I got rid of, I probably got rid of 30 pairs of shoes.
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, well, they're probably for sale right now at the Salvation Army in Bed-Stuy that I just donated them to. But
maybe I'll go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm donating shit like once a week because I'm like, I buy so much.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what do I wear? There's certain things that I know I'll probably never wear, but I'm just like, it's just I can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, I'm like, you gotta go.
Yeah. Like, you gotta get out of my house.
You gotta fucking go. And then somehow I lose the things that I do wear. Like, I'll lose my favorite t-shirt.
Me too.
I'll lose my favorite bra. Like,
right.
I don't know how that happens, but.
I have so many bras that I'll literally never put on in my life.
I rarely wear them. Thank God I'm wearing one today, but when I wear one, it's like a child sports bra.
I wish that were the problem.
Yeah.
Mine are like, my tits have changed sizes so many times in my life.
You
I have no idea.
Huge boobs. And I didn't
huge
realize
tits.
That.
Yeah.
You hide them up. They're your little secret.
They are my little secret.
I didn't realize till you were in Mexico a few weeks ago and you post a picture. I'm like, okay, fucking Pamela Anderson.
I know.
What's with the boobs?
It's wild.
How did I not know? Because you never like show them.
I know. Cause they're just like, they're
your little,
overwhelming.
They're your little secret. And someone said, where were you hiding those boobs? And I said, she puts them in her overalls.
Yeah. And I
because you are always wearing overalls. That's probably why I never knew that you had huge boobs.
Yes, I know. They're so huge, dude. And it's like, and the problem is, like, So I went on Third Love because they're like the bra fit experts or whatever. Because okay. I'm because they're you know they're like whatever your bra size is, it's probably wrong. They're
right,
always telling
course.
You. They're
People
always
love
telling
saying
you
that. So you buy five. New
whatever
bras.
Your size
yeah.
is, you're doing it wrong. Right. So I went on Overstock. Not Overstock. I went on
All
Overstock.
Modern.
I went on All Modern to find a bra.
I bought modern bras.
I just bought a tablecloth.
Right.
And now I wear that. No, I so I went on Third Love and I looked it up and it's like so however. However big you are around your rib cage,
yeah.
like determines like how big your cup size is.
Weird.
So like
that's not true.
Yeah, because like when
that's crazy.
Because if I'm let's say I'm 32 around, then like my cup size would be a C, right? But if you're 30 around, then your cup size is like double D. So it's like even though like
what?
A double D with a 30 around is like really a C.
I'm a 34. I could wear an A cup. I could wear an A cup. Honestly, the bras that I wear are just a size small.
Yeah.
That's what they are. They don't even have a number.
Oh my God.
But I could wear an A cup, but I'm like, in real bras, I'm like a 34B.
Like if bras are size
I'm
small,
wide
medium,
my...
large, I'm like, that's not even in my, I can't even think about that.
I went to, when my mom was in town, we went to Century 21.
Yeah.
And because there's one right around here and we were like, oh, let's go grab food. And then we were like, oh, there's a Century 21, which I never knew. Chris, did you know that there was a Century? He said, yes.
Here in this
right
neighborhood?
Right here.
I didn't know
It's
that.
Like around the block. And I didn't know. I always hit up TJ before I get on the subway. So I was like, oh, let's go. And we were in the bra section, which is such a fun place to be in the bra section
because
they have like Prada bras, they have like nice bras, but I didn't buy any. But because the week before I bought 47 bras at TJ Maxx,
right?
So I'm all set.
Yeah, you're good.
But my mom's like, I just saw a 36 double E. Do you believe it? I'm like, no, I've actually never like a double E.
That's what I am. I'm like,
you're a double E,
but 30 around.
30, oh.
So it's like,
right.
So whatever it is.
But I thought you said if you're 30, then you're.
So
oh,
if
no,
you're
then
30
you, if you're
around.
30, you have bigger boobs.
Well, if you're 30 around, then like a double E would actually be like a, I don't know, like a D or something.
Interesting.
So it's a weird. They make it confusing on purpose.
They make it confusing on purpose. I was reading something about bras the other day about sister sizes, and it sounds like this. Like you can go a cup down if you go up in a. In width, or
yes.
you can, if you go two sizes up in width of the, you know, the number, then you can go a cup, like, I don't know. It was
you
so
can go
fucking
a cup.
Confusing. I'm like, I'm just going to wear my training bra still.
Yeah.
Because that's what I wear.
Yeah. You can
no
go
No padding,
cup.
No underwire. I don't need it. I rarely even wear a bra.
I don't
the
even
other,
know.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. The other day I was at New York Comedy Club and it was cold in there and I was wearing a t-shirt, a black t-shirt.
Right.
And before I went up on stage, I was like, I think my nipples are showing. And the only jacket I had was the one that I wore that you said I look like Diane Keaton because it's so fur. It's like a
yeah.
it's like a long black jacket with a big fur collar.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I was like, I can't wear this on stage. You're going to think it's a bit.
You're like doing First Wives Club.
Or like Cruella de Vil or some shit. So I'm like, I can't wear
you
this jacket.
You get on stage, you're like, you don't own me. Yeah.
Fucking jacket that I got for $5 at a garage sale.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't wear this. And I'm looking in the mirror in the green room and I'm like, oh my God, I think my nipples are showing. And I asked this girl who I've never met. She's a comedian.
Yeah.
I was like, are my nipples showing? She's like, if I look, they are. I'm like, okay, so yes. That's a yes. So then I'm like walking around trying to find a
who
guy to give
to
me
you?
His sweatshirt. This girl, I don't know her name, but she did roast battle afterwards. And I'm trying to find a guy and I like see Matt Richards and I'm like, I feel like my nipples are showing. I can't go up on stage like this. And he's like, Carly, they're not. Like, you're fine. I was wearing a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just so paranoid. Sagalo comes in. I'm like patting him down, seeing if he has a hoodie like
right.
on under his jacket.
Right.
And he's like, what are you doing? Why are you touching me? I'm like, it's a long story. So then I get called up on stage and I was doing the move that you do when you're not wearing a bra where your forearms are covering your nipples.
Yeah.
And I was holding the microphone like so like a mouse.
Dude, I hold the mic like that all the time to cover my tits.
I was like, oh
all
my
the time.
God. And then I left and I was like, I know my nipples are showing. And tell me how I got two DMs from guys at the show saying if I want to go grab a drink one day to hit them up. I'm like, I'm a thot. And I didn't mean to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not your fault. I mean, it's fully your fault. But
it's fully my fault. I should have just worn my Diane Keaton jacket and pretended I was her or
you're
something.
You're not going to wear that on stage. That's not...
Nobody would ever... That's like when a comedian wears sunglasses on stage. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Literally, what are you doing? Are we outside in the sun? Or are we inside?
Wait, who has worn...
I've seen it.
I need to know names.
I've seen it. I don't know their
names. I know
names.
You can't say names on the podcast, but you're going to tell me who.
My mom tried to say everybody's name that she's ever met. Like, literally, I kept being like, Mom, stop saying people's names. You can't say people's names. And she was like, well, you know, my friend Donna. I'm like, Mom, stop. She couldn't stop. And then I was like,
I love your mom.
You need to stop saying people's names. You really can't do that. Like, Chris is going to have to edit it out. And she's like, all right. And then she would be telling a story and go, whispering to me. I'm like, Mom.
She's like into the microphone. She's like, so anyway, so my friend Donna.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Your mom is great.
She's a national treasure.
She is.
So we have some fun emails. So we answer emails on this.
You're gonna
podcast.
Call them fun? Because I know what the emails are about.
Well, no, this one's not that.
Okay.
This one's not that.
Okay.
This one is. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you, and for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, I'm gonna tell you guys also what vabbing is, because this one is
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's not a real thing. We made it up as a cult.
Okay.
So a listener had done it, and then she named it vabbing, and now we call it that, and the listeners call it that.
Oh, great.
So one of my friends, this is the origin story. One of my friends was talking to like a sexpert or a sex therapist or something, and she had told him that a way for women to get men attracted to them naturally with their own pheromones is to put your hand like in your vagina, take your juice and put it behind your ear. And that attracts men to you.
What?
So I had said this on the podcast and we started getting so many emails about it working. And the first girl who had responded said, me and my friends did it and we all like got laid that night, because it's just like one of those things. It's like your natural thing that like attracts people to you. So she named it vabbing. So I've been saying I want to try it, but it's also like I'm not going out trying to meet guys, so I really can't. Like, it's my boyfriend. We have sex all the time.
Right.
So I wouldn't know if he would like be more.
But
like,
you can tell when you're like when you get on the train or something. You know
right,
what I mean? Like
exactly.
you could just see what happens.
Right.
Because you notice that like the week before your period.
Isn't that weird?
That like that's when you're ovulating, you'll notice like men are just like
drawn to you. That's so true. I've noticed that so much.
And I feel disgusting when it's happening.
I know, because it's so, like, first of all, what a bad time. I'm
right.
about to get my period.
I feel
and
disgusting.
And you're attracted to me.
And you're like, up my ass crack.
Yeah.
You know?
Now you want to change my diva cup.
Right.
What are you doing up there? Get that thing away from me. I have four tampons in, okay? I don't want you. I have four tampons in. And one in my butt for no reason. It's for fun. Get away from me. That's the thing. Guys are most attracted to you when you feel the worst in every way. When you're depressed, they like you. When you're on your period, they like you.
Oh my God, yes.
It's so fucking weird.
It's so bizarre. You're like, I'm a monster right now.
You're like, I'm in pain and I feel gross and I'm bloated. They're like, I've never been more horny.
I'm bleeding out of my eyes.
Yeah.
You're like, can I cuddle with you?
Like, oh God, cuddling. God damn.
Ugh.
Cuddling is good if you're dating someone, but otherwise get out of my house.
That's a specific man that is like, there are men that are into that where they're like,
yeah.
If you've like just like been through something terrible, they'll be like, you know, if you just want somebody to come over and cuddle
talk
with you.
Talk to. Why would I ever want to talk to
why?
You?
Why?
First of all, don't touch me. Second of all, don't talk to me. Who the fuck do you? I always hated guys like that. They're like, if you need someone to talk to, we're not
gross.
Friends.
We're not friends. Dude, I did a set the other week about like what I'm going through in my life right now. This guy walks up afterwards, puts his hand on my shoulder.
Nice.
First of all, no.
Yeah.
How
absolutely nice of
not.
You, sir. Thank you. I've been waiting for you, my Prince Charming.
Puts his hand on my shoulder, goes, hey, I hope you're okay. And I go, ew, we're not friends.
Right.
Which is actually like, he was just being like a decent person. You know what I mean? Like, he's being a decent person, but like,
don't touch someone.
I was just thinking, like, if I was, let's say I get in a fucking bike accident, a paramedic comes up and they're like, can I help you? And I'm like, we're not friends.
Right. I don't need your help. Which is, I'm fine. Thanks.
Like, I'm like, something is wrong with me. If that's my reaction to someone being like, are you okay?
Right. Right. Are you okay? Why the fuck do you care? Get out of my face,
like,
and don't touch my
shoulder.
I'm gonna
kick your neck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, it's so good. But it's so true. Okay, so we have a vabbing success story. So this one says, New Year's Eve vabbing success story.
Okay.
Hi, Carly and Emma. Just wanted to tell you guys that my friends and I tried vabbing for the first time on New Year's Eve, and it worked. We've heard about it on the podcast and have always been interested to try it, and we're rating it 5 out of 5 stars. We each went out with the intentions of bringing home a man, and we all did almost effortlessly. One of us even ended up having a threesome. One of us ended up even having a threesome with two guys, giving all credit to that vab. Truly an art form. We love you both and the podcast so much. Thank you for brightening our days with each episode.
Oh my God.
Okay. I love that you're like, one of us even had a threesome. That's how good it was.
Yeah, like, one of us fucked 6 dudes that night. Here's the thing though. My question about vabbing, and I'm sorry to be a doubter.
Right.
Isn't it like that easy to get laid just being a woman?
Well,
do we have to put our vagina juice behind our ears?
Well, maybe it's like it's hard to go out to a bar and meet a guy.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's intimidating.
Right.
You don't know who's like there to meet someone. It's really weird.
Everyone is there to meet someone.
That's not true, because guys go out with their friends. They have girlfriends. They go out, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. I always liked going to gay bars and the like way that gay bars are, where it's like most of the people are out trying to meet someone.
Right.
I always thought that there should be like singles bars in New York where it's only singles.
You're just there to meet
people. You're just there to meet people. And it's kind of like one of those like schmoozing things. But then guys who are cheating on their fucking girlfriends would go to those bars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like that would kind of like defeat the whole purpose.
Right.
But a lot of the gay bars that I always went to and I always go to, it's like people are there to meet other people.
Right.
You know, they're there with their friends, but
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's really intimidating trying to go out and meet someone.
I mean, it is. I don't even
drink. You're jumping back into the pool of dating.
You mean the pool of fire?
The pool
of fucking hellfire?
Yeah, the pool that has no water in it.
Yeah.
It's just an empty pool.
It's an empty pool.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I went on Bumble for like a day.
Same.
And
met my boyfriend that day.
Fucking nightmare. Fucking nightmare. Every photo.
I know, it's so funny. You've been sending me photos and I really like it.
Get in the van.
Yeah, get
that's
in the van.
That's what every photo says.
Yeah.
Get in the van.
It's so weird because there's so many guys that it's like, why is this your picture? But you have to go through like so many to get like one good one.
Yeah.
That to the point where it's like when you get the good one, you appreciate them. You're like, thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
I don't even know, because by the time I get there, I'm just like, I'm too tired to even talk to you.
Right.
Like at this point, I'm like, at this point in my life now where I'm going, if I sit across from somebody at the table, it's like, I can't talk to you about what music you like.
Right. Oh, the first date conversation is so monotonous.
I can't.
It's
I'm like,
so
what
monotonous.
Went wrong?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
What went wrong for you to get here?
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's a good question to start at.
Yeah.
I don't ask those types of questions. I never ask those types of questions on first dates. I ask them
like, because you're like good at
fun
that.
Question. I'm so good at first dates. Set me up on a first date. I'm going to do great.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad review. 5 out of 5 stars on Yelp.
Honestly, I used to be so good at it. And now I'm just like, I don't know if I can fucking do this.
You can. You can if it's the right person.
Right.
But if it's not, it's the worst. If it's not, it's a nightmare.
I can't. But like, you know when you're like doing an apartment search and they show you an apartment that's like, it's like a loft and they've cut it up into 5 bedrooms and the bed
and
is like
no windows.
7 feet off the floor and there's no closet and you just walk in and you start crying.
Right.
That's how I feel like I'm going to be on dates.
Right.
And I'm
right.
scared. I'm like scared to be, I'm scared to show up and be like, I hate you so much.
No, you'll know. You'll know beforehand.
Like, that's how vulnerable I am right now. It's like, if I see someone and I don't like them, I'll start crying to their face.
Right.
And I'll be like, I'm sorry, but you're so awful.
You're so awful. I really can't. You're not good for me, and I'm not good for you, and that's okay, and I have to go.
That's okay, and I have to, I'm paying for my own food. Bye.
Right. Oh, God, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't want to go back to, you know how, like, you look back on high school, and you're like, don't want to go back to that?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about dating.
I mean, I was in a 5-year relationship.
Right.
That's like, that's like,
a long time.
That's a long ass time.
Yeah. It's a long time. And it's like you have to withdraw from someone, too. I remember when I got out of a long relationship, I was like, I felt like I had the flu.
Yeah.
You really have to literally withdraw from someone's, like, energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like your whole life changes. Your whole routine changes. Yeah. It's like a really weird new chapter. But that's what it is. That's why it's good.
And
it's the beginning of a new chapter.
I love that you said it makes you feel like you have the flu. Because I'm like, something is definitely off with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like walking around in the world and I'm like fine and I'm getting work done during the day and I don't feel sad at all.
Right.
And then like, and then at night I sit down in bed and I cry.
Right.
Like as if I'm brushing my teeth. It's just like part of the night.
Right.
And it's gotten to the point where the dog doesn't even care.
That's my 9 o'clock.
The dog doesn't even care.
Yeah.
He used to like come over and be like, hey, are you all right? And now he's like, oh,
I'm
gonna go over here because you're obviously doing this thing. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going on my shag carpet.
And it's not like, it's not even like, I don't even feel sad. It's weird because it's like, it was supposed to end. Like, I don't feel like, oh, I wish.
Right. It was the right thing.
Yes.
But that doesn't make it like completely easy.
Yeah.
You know, you still have to go through the motions.
Exactly.
I remember like, I lived with my ex and like, for months, I felt like every time I did the laundry, one of his fucking shirts was in there.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, just, it was always like little things. Like, it took a while to get everything out that was his and that reminded me of him.
Yeah.
You know? And that happened, like, I've lived with two guys and that happened twice where I was just like, you're haunting me now.
Right.
Now you're a ghost in my home.
Now you're a ghost.
And you're not welcome here. And now I have to fucking have a seance because of you.
Dude, I burned so much sage in my apartment that my dog, I feel like, was choking.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally saw you that day and it was like a college dorm room.
I told you.
Yeah.
I got on the train and I watched a man like react, like he like shifted and it was like he snorted a dragonfly.
It was like it was nostalgic for him.
Like
just like, oh, I remember college.
Yeah. But
yeah.
It was like, and I'm like, and I realized when he did it, I was like, oh my God, I reek of sage. This
That's
is so embarrassing.
Funny. But I feel like I like the way sage smells.
No, you smell like a fucking witch.
I know. I like the way witches smell, though.
Mm. You should definitely get a fucking vaginal sponge then.
Oh, let's see what we got.
Vabbing.
Guys, by the way, if you're sending us emails, we get so many emails and we appreciate you guys so much for sending them in. I don't want to repeat the same topic on the same email. So if your email's not getting answered, you can resend it so it gets back to the top because we have so many. You guys are so great with sending in your questions. Why do I now all of a sudden have a stuffy nose?
You literally just got the flu in 5 seconds.
So gross. Ew. Literally ew. I sound like Peach. Ew, that's gross. He works at a bookstore.
Listen, if he works at a bookstore, just let me write you a check. It's nothing.
She's so beautiful, though.
She is. She's gorgeous.
Didn't she date like Derek Jeter or something?
I don't know, but her high waisted panties in that, like when she was just like walking around her kitchens, like signing checks in her panties, I was like, that's honestly goals.
Yeah.
Like,
she's like, you need a guy to take care of you.
I was like, yes, Peach.
Yes, Peach.
Yes, you do.
But also, she. I don't want to give the rest of the show away, but there's a twist to that friendship, too.
There is.
Okay. So we have another email. Okay. It's called, Is Apologizing Ever Okay? It starts like this. Okay. So a few years back, I broke up with this girl and started dating another girl 2 weeks later. In parentheses, girl number two was super abusive, and I ended up saying a lot of regrettable things to girl number one. They know each other, and girl number two felt threatened.
Wait, what?
I felt, let me read that again because
I'm
anytime
confused.
There's numbers in the equation,
I
my steering wheel goes crazy and I'm off the road.
Yeah.
I'm in the bushes.
I'm short circuiting.
Yeah. Okay, girl number two was super abusive, and I ended up saying a lot of regrettable things to girl number one. They knew each other, and girl number two felt threatened.
Okay.
Okay, maybe we'll understand
okay,
that
so
more.
Okay, so she was abusive, and he was going back to girl number one being like, I miss you, and then girl number two felt threatened, basically is what I'm getting from
this. Okay,
so
they were still friends. Okay. Yeah. I felt really bad because girl number one thought I was cheating on her the whole time we were dating. In reality, I just couldn't handle dating her because we were both still in the closet, and I was ready to come out, and she wasn't. Okay, in reality, I couldn't handle dating her. Okay.
Okay.
That's understandable. That's common.
Okay.
I was her first real girlfriend, and she fell really hard for me, and I know I hurt her really badly. Anyway, it's been years, and she probably is over it by now, but I still feel really bad, like I need to apologize, but I don't want to if it's going to open old wounds for her. I don't want to do this if it's just going to make her feel worse, but she's genuinely a happy and sweet person. I feel horrible about what I did. I love listening to the podcast. Y'all are hilarious. Sincerely, why do I still care? It's been like 5 years.
Can I say?
Yes.
All right. It sounds as though, just from the tone of the email, that this person knows that this girl number one does not want to hear from her.
Okay.
It sounds like she knows girl number one doesn't want to hear from her.
Right.
And she's kind of looking for a reason to say, it sounds like she knows the answer to her own question here.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you think that there's a chance that it would open up old wounds for her, don't.
Yeah, do her the favor.
Of not contacting her.
Yeah.
And also, like, do yourself the favor of just forgive yourself. It's like, it was 5 years ago. Forgive yourself.
Right.
I feel like a lot of times when people reach out, like exes reach out, and they're like, you're really sweet. You're a really good person. You know what I mean? You're not really looking for someone to be like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry. I'm really happy now.
Right. You're doing it to get it off your chest.
You're doing it to get it off your chest. And you're also doing it maybe, I don't know if this is true in your case, but to see if there's an opening.
Right, right. To plant a seed and
it's
just
like,
get in their head.
Yeah. Like,
right.
What do you hope the end result of this apology would be?
Right, right.
Like, really?
Right. Because it's hard hearing from an ex that you had a past with that really hurt you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely something that it's like, what do I do?
Right.
You know? And
it's either
gonna
hard.
Hurt her. So maybe just know that people say things that they don't mean, and they say things that hurt other people's feelings, and in turn, you have to deal with that.
Right.
You know, like, I've said things to people, I'm sure, that are really mean.
I mean,
I know I have.
Right.
In my day.
Right.
Do I regret it? Maybe not, because maybe they deserved it. But
that's the other thing, is, like, you got to ask yourself, like, in the situation you were in, you know, could you have handled it better?
Yeah.
Probably. But could you have handled it better with the tools that you had then? Probably not.
Right, right. You were young. It was 5 years ago. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And also, you were going through a battle within yourself, which is also understandable to project your anger or your, like, feelings onto your significant other. That's what happens.
Right.
So if you felt like you were going back and forth with your sexual identity and you were finally ready to make this huge step to come out of the closet, I don't blame you for taking someone that I think it's mentally, like, maybe you felt like that person just, you guys weren't on the same page.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And that happens a lot in this kind of situation. So don't beat yourself up over it. You have to give yourself enough, like, love to be like, listen, I was going through something too.
Right.
I was projecting, and we all say things when we're going through shit to other people that makes them feel bad. It sucks.
Yeah.
But you give yourself that, like, credit of being like, okay, I went through something too, and after we broke up, I got through it.
Yeah.
So I understand feeling regret for saying something to somebody that's a really nice person, but girl, if I could tell you what motherfuckers have said to me just off
honestly,
just like they're drunk and saying shit, woo!
And also, like,
trust me, whatever you said isn't that bad.
And also, like, would I even want to hear from that person ever again?
True.
No.
True.
Like, I wouldn't want to fucking hear from that person.
Yeah.
And if they did reach out to me, I'd be like, guess what? I'm over it.
Right.
And it's weird that you're contacting me. And I'm not saying that for you, but, like, in my case, I was just like, I've been contacted by exes where I'm like, get away from me, loser.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Wasn't even thinking about you. And now
I have to
because your number came up on my goddamn phone.
Right.
I've never, I've heard from every one of my exes.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
They always come back, whether it's to get some type of closure for themselves so they don't feel like a piece of shit, which I feel like it is half the time, or like you said, to feel like there's an opening, like, oh, maybe she's going through it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can be the shoulder to cry on.
It's so
fucked. We know your game.
I got reached out to by an ex that was had literally asked out my friend the night before.
Nice.
The night before?
And she said no.
She said no.
Thank God.
And then, but he was like apologizing and being like, I'm so happy for you. Like, you're doing so well, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, this is really bizarre.
Yeah.
And then went to New York Comedy Club that night, ran into my friend who was like, yeah, I think I saw your ex. He like followed me.
Oh, cool. So he's cool. He's chill.
He's fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
I mean, he wore bandanas crazy. As bracelets. So.
Okay. What year?
He was a
what
major
year?
Mistake. Honestly, not in the year when that would be appropriate. So
okay.
That's all you need to know. I don't need
bandanas
you guys to know how recent my mistakes were, but
a bandana is a bracelet is not a fashion statement.
It's
a cry for help.
It is a cry for help.
Yeah.
It is Johnny Depp 1998.
Right.
Cry for help.
Yeah. If you said, oh, I dated him in, you know, 1998
Seven.
Or 1999, I would even give him 1999.
Yeah.
But 2000 and up, Y2K.
What are you
doing? Lose the bandana,
what are you
buddy.
Doing? Yeah.
Oh, what? Ugh. I can smell him.
Yeah.
After you said that, I know what he smells
exactly.
Like. Exactly. Yeah. He's one of those guys that's like, I don't wear deodorant.
Ugh. Gross.
I'm a man of the earth. You know? Just a real. How many bracelets did he wear? And how many necklaces?
Oh, so, first of all, at least 3 necklaces at a time.
Can I ask you a question?
Fedoras?
Were they leather?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, of course. I just wanted to make sure
100%.
That they weren't gold or anything. They were definitely
leather and silver.
Leather and silver. Sterling
silver.
Or, yeah, sterling
like,
silver.
With like dolphins on them.
Right, or shark teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there was a shark tooth. There was a shark tooth.
I know him.
Let me tell you something. If you're a man that wears a shitload of accessories, you have something
you're the
to
worst.
Hide.
What's going on with you?
What's happening?
Who hurt you?
Who
Let
hurt
them
you,
go.
And what are you trying to hide?
Right.
Like, if you think about Mr. T,
right?
What does the T stand for? Terrified.
Terrified.
Inside.
Right.
Okay.
But at least his necklaces are, I'm assuming they're real gold. They're like expensive and they're nice. But a leather strap necklace, I swear, every time I see a guy wearing it. And hey, do what you want to do. Express yourself. I'm really not hating on you, but I'm just saying the way it looks to me is...
I'm
going
to say
what's
that
going on with you?
I'm going to say that I fully am judging you and I am hating on everything that you're doing. Those choices you're making are poor.
I can't hate on what people wear because I do wear Crocs and I wear a Snuggie as a jacket. So I can't.
I mean.
Yeah. This jacket.
I literally wore your outfit in a sketch 3 years ago.
Yeah. About the 80s.
About the 80s.
It was a sketch about the 80s.
And I was playing someone in a hair salon.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy wore this in his first comedy special. So I really think he did. I know where I got my inspiration from.
Carly.
It's so true.
That is the funniest shit I've ever heard.
It looks like that jacket.
It does.
Oh God, I have to sell my clothes and start from scratch. I have to get a boyfriend that has leather necklaces.
Oh,
what a nightmare. What's
yeah.
your deal breaker if you see a guy wearing, you can't, I know mine.
What is
Flip-flops.
It? Flip-flops. Flip-flops
are- Don't you fucking dare. I don't
want to
see your
feet. Get out of my
feet. Life. I don't want to see your feet.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Last week I was telling my mom a story about how I think I had told you this. I went on a date with this guy and he had come back to my apartment quickly before we were going to go back out. Okay, first of all, he wasn't wearing socks. Red flag. Because your fucking shoes must smell like a diaper if you're walking around New York City not wearing fucking socks.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gross. Number one, you're gross.
Yeah.
So he takes his goddamn shoes off and now he's barefoot walking around my home. I've never hooked up with this guy. Never saw him with no shirt on, let alone no socks on. How
what?
Dare you?
What?
How dare you? And then I think I was changing or something and I came out and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing in my house barefoot? What's going on with you? And then he was doing yoga.
No.
He was literally doing downward dog and then did child's pose. He's like, oh, I'm just so tense. I'm
no.
like, you're about to be so much more tense if you don't put your fucking shoes on and get out of my home.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel safe.
Right.
Because you're calling a sociopath. The cops. You're a sociopath. I'm calling the authorities and I'm giving them your information.
I'm calling the feds. Yeah.
And that was the end of that. I couldn't deal with it.
That's
so I never want to see your feet. Even if we're at the beach, wear your sneakers to the blanket.
Yeah.
I truly feel that way.
Yeah.
I'll give slides a pass.
Right.
Because I'm not going to be a monster. But I prefer for you to wear full footwear.
Can I tell you something? I get fully uncomfortable when I see a man's foot in a slide.
I mean, the whole thing is a lot.
There's something about that is so fucking greasy to me.
It's so gross. Because a lot of times you'll see guys wearing like slides with fucking jeans.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is that?
What are you doing?
Who told you this was okay?
No, it's not okay.
How comfortable are you with yourself that you're confident enough to walk around
like you're going to the hotel pool from your room?
And exactly. Like you're in a spa and you're going from the jacuzzi to the sauna.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where that would be appropriate.
That's how you get to work.
Yeah. Also, I personally don't wear sandals ever unless I'm going to the beach. This is New York City. You will get a flesh-eating fucking disease if your feet touch the ground. I wore sandals one time. Yeah. I remember like flat sandals in the city just like throughout my day. And I came back and I was like, wanted to vomit.
Yeah.
I wanted to shower 9 times because there's so much dirt.
Your
feet are black. That's what it was. My feet were like black. I was like, I need to go get a fucking buzzsaw to get rid of this right now.
Right.
So gross. I can't.
I wore sandals in New York City for 1 year when I moved here.
Okay. Questionable.
A fucking rat ran over my foot.
Okay. Did it tickle?
My bare fucking foot.
Did it tickle?
I stood in the middle of the street. I went, oh my God. I remember yelling, did anyone see that?
Right. And nobody did.
Nobody did.
And if they did, they were like, meh.
And I was like, it was like being assaulted in public and nobody giving a fuck.
Right, right.
And I was like, well, I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I've never worn a sandal in New York since.
Right.
My feet are constantly covered.
Right. And they're
good. I'll wear 2 pairs of socks if I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. I normally do in the wintertime, actually.
Yeah.
I love 2 pairs of socks.
Me too.
But
you double up.
In the summer, you're seeing me wear a sundress and Air Force Ones. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
That's it.
Me. But a man that's confident enough to wear sandals, I'm like, how dare you think we want to look at your toes?
Mm-mm.
How dare you?
Mm-mm. Also a fedora.
I got roofied by a guy wearing a fedora.
Yeah,
so that's what I associate fedoras with.
Right.
Especially fedoras had their moment in the sun.
But if you're still wearing them.
But if you're still wearing
you
one.
You hit women.
You have bodies in your basement.
Yeah.
You have bodies in your basement.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah. The guy who roofied me was like wearing the roofie uniform. This was like years ago. Someone actually had emailed us asking if I was comfortable telling the story. Just to preface this whole thing, I was fine because my friends took care of me.
Right.
So thank God for that. But I was at a bar with my friends and I drove because I didn't drink at the time. Like I didn't start drinking until I was older.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not even older, just like 20.
Right. I didn't either.
But yeah, I didn't like drinking. So I drove us to this bar. I lived on Long Island. And yes, I had a fake ID that said I was like 32 when I was like 14. But I drove us to this bar. And this was like in the 3 months that I drove.
Yeah.
I drove a car for 3 months. Barely. But I took us there. My friends are all like, we were out. Like just our backs were like this on this like table, right?
Right.
Like we were like all kind of like chatting and this guy comes up. Okay. We're at a bar on the beach at nighttime. He's wearing a fedora. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing thin rimmed frameless sunglasses.
I'm sorry.
The ombre effect from that go darker to lighter. Okay. That you know which one. J-Lo had them.
Yeah.
Okay. And in fucking 2001.
Right.
J-Lo wore them at a party. I remember seeing a photo.
And he was like, that's going to be me for the rest of my life.
Right. So that was what's going on in the face. Okay. Yeah. He also had a goatee, which
of
red
course.
Flag. And then he was wearing just a white tank top, like a white undershirt, a Hanes undershirt.
Right.
And dress pants. To his torso with a belt and flip-flops. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to roofie me. I should have known that that's the uniform that guys wear when they're about to roofie me.
Yeah.
So he starts talking to me and I was like kind of creeped out and I was like, oh, okay, we're all good. I turn my back and start talking to my friends again. He was standing there for like another couple minutes and I was drinking Diet Coke like at the bar.
He's standing there for another couple
standing
minutes?
Standing there for another couple minutes, like facing the other way, like going back and forth, like trying to act like maybe he was like looking for someone. And I was drinking Diet Coke. I finished my Diet Coke, didn't taste anything weird. Within an hour, I'm vomiting in the bathroom.
Right.
And my friends are like, what the fuck? Like, did you drink? You were supposed to drive us home, you know? And I was like, first of all,
fuck you.
Fuck you. You're a bitch. Like, I'm obviously going through it right now. Like, right. I'm vomiting on the sand.
You're nobody supposed to drive us home.
Yeah, you're supposed to drive us home. So selfish.
You're literally digging a fucking hole with your vomit in the
exactly.
sand.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not what I want to be doing right now. Trust me. And I was like, I didn't drink. Like, someone put something in my drink.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't even really remember what happened, but I know that my friend drove my car drunk back to her house. And we had, like, but I couldn't go to work the next day. Like, I was fucked up from it.
My sister was, like, put in the hospital from being roofied.
Ugh.
It's crazy.
It's so sick.
Yeah.
Guys are so gross.
They're disgusting.
But, yeah, that's what I associate fedoras with. Because what the fuck are you doing, honestly? Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to think if we've been on for this long, but I feel like, should we do one more email?
Let's do one more email.
Okay, and then, because this one has a fuck, marry, kill at the end of it, so why not, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so let's start it off. The title is, First World Problem, Is the Guy I'm Dating Too Nice? Fuck, marry, kill included. Okay, hey Carly and Emma, big fan of the podcast and look forward to listening every week. It always puts me in a good mood on my way to work, so thank you. So I just wanted to ask you for an outside perspective on my dating situation since my friends and I are honestly no help to each other.
Okay, fully relate.
Yeah, truly. Blind leading the blind type shit. So I've been dating this guy that I met on an app and we've gone out about 5 times. He's super sweet and smart and cute, 6'3", and has a good job. Hello!
Yes!
Sounds great, girl. He's also very respectful. Not just trying to get in my pants, but hello, I want you to try and get in them a little bit. He's everything that I see myself with in a long-term relationship, but I can't help feel like I'm forcing something. It's so annoying because I hate to say that nice guys finish. I hate the saying that nice guys finish last because I'm truly looking for someone to treat me good and be in a loving relationship with. But is it true that if a guy is too available / nice, that the attraction somewhat fades? I'm not attracted to assholes either. I've never been hooked on a bad boy. Why am I like this? I feel like I go on dates, have no interest in anyone, and then just cut people off. Half of me thinks that I should give it a go one more time and see how things go. The other half thinks that if he was the one, I would know. Did you guys both know right away when you met your significant others, or does it take some time to feel things and get to know someone? Any advice helps. Thanks. P.S. I also had a similar situation in high school where I ate mushroom soup, then drank a full bottle of Malibu and a gallon of orange juice and threw up full mushrooms in the morning. Like, what the fuck? Did I not chew my food? But anyway, can't do Malibu or mushrooms anymore. Sorry this email was so long. Love you guys. And then she has a fuck, marry, kill. So I said on the podcast that mushrooms freak me out because I got food poisoning right after I had eaten mushrooms and I can't even look at them.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there such thing as a person being too nice? Should she give him another chance? I understand what she's going through.
Right.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's him being too nice or if you're looking for something to not like about him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I never heard her say whether she liked him or not. All I heard was, like, he's everything that she's looking for, and he hasn't made a move
yet.
He's
not an asshole. Well, I think that, I don't know if they haven't hooked up yet, but I think that she's, like, saying he's so respectful, he doesn't, like, they don't have that, like, maybe passion? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess if she's,
that,
like,
I want to rip your fucking clothes off right now type thing?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I feel like if you're a normal person, like a normal, healthy person, lets things grow organically and doesn't, like, I feel like what she's asking is, like, really, it's just a normal person reaction. Like, this is somebody that you've hung out with 5 times.
Right, right.
You're not going to know right away. So, like,
I would know right away.
You would?
I would know right away. I would.
I feel like you know when they, like, if when they touch you, you can tell.
Right. Like, kissing.
Yeah.
Kissing. They yeah. definitely kissed already.
But I'm, like, very, like, it takes a while to get to know me. You know
right.
what I mean? So, like, if somebody is, like, really nice and they're not, like, pushy, I kind of appreciate that because it's, like,
right.
it allows me to just kind of
ease
start,
into it.
Ease into it.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything, there's no such thing as too nice. Like.
Right, right.
I don't think that's...
It's so true because I feel like we've all been in the situation where we're like, oh, this guy's too nice, but it's not that.
It's not that.
You don't like him and you have nothing. He has no, like, just looking at him and knowing him for five dates, he has nothing wrong with him.
Right.
So that's what you're saying. Like, I don't like him because he's too nice because he's just a nice guy. And that's
right.
the only thing you have. I don't think that, like, my boyfriend is so nice and has always been so respectful and kind to me.
Yeah.
And he's not... It's never been a turn off for me.
Right.
I've actually been, like, maybe because I've dated so many people, I'm like, thank God, finally. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, we want a guy to be nice to us. It just has to be the right guy.
Well, it's just like, is he interesting? You know?
Right, right.
Like,
there are other
factors how many questions are you asking him about himself
right.
when you're out with him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we spend a lot of time being like, what am I getting?
Right.
You know what I mean? In the beginning. And it's like, what are you giving?
Right.
What are you...
Right.
How much effort have you put into finding out more about him?
Like, right.
You know what I mean? Instead of just, like, making these assumptions about somebody, which is like, oh, they're too nice.
Right.
It's like, kind of dig a little deeper, see what else is going on with him.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. I think that, but at the same time, I do think that.
If there's no chemistry, there's no chemistry.
You know.
Yeah.
When you know, you know. And that's what it is. Like,
uh-huh.
there's certain, people serve different purposes.
Like, right.
they're to grow, they're to learn, they're there for a reason.
Right.
It's not saying, like, oh, you don't like nice guys. You do like nice guys. You just don't like this nice guy.
Right.
You know?
Well, but we don't know. Like, it's like, I couldn't tell from her email whether she likes him or not. So I would say, if she doesn't like him.
I don't think she likes
let
him.
Let it go.
I think that she's trying to convince herself that,
that
he's
she does.
A good guy for her.
Yeah.
I've done that. And I feel this question a lot. Because
yeah.
I had met this guy. This was, like, years ago. He ended up being an asshole, FYI. But... we went on a few dates. He was so respectful. He was such a gentleman. He was like all of these things. And I was like, he's the guy that I need to be with because
right.
he has his shit together. He's nice. This is like an adult relationship. And I remember bumping into Emma actually at Gotham. And she was like, so how's it going with the guy? And I was like, oh, he's great. Love him. He's the one. And the next day we like randomly broke up and she, I told her about it and she's like, I knew when I saw you that you were about to like cut it off. She's like, you were convincing yourself that you liked him because you thought that on paper, he's the person that's
yeah.
good for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, maybe I could whatever. But he was also crazy. But also sometimes people are just boring. Sometimes you don't
that's
have anything in common with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like if it's someone, I remember being with this guy who was like super nice, who had like a steady job, and
yeah.
I was terrible.
Yeah.
I was terrible.
Right.
And like my last boyfriend was so nice. He was so kind to me.
Right.
But it lasted for 5 years. So it's not
right.
that I'm against nice guys, but this guy was like so boring and
right.
we
it's
and
boring.
We didn't like, I remember him asking me like how was your day and I was like oh is this what we're gonna do for the rest of our
right.
lives just like
ew.
Ask each other how our day was
yeah,
and
ew.
I like what a nightmare
right.
person for me to
I've
be
I've been there I've been there
I mean I was a nightmare to him
but then
sorry
if your
if
boyfriend
listening.
That you love was like you know how's your day I'm like oh I'm good. You know,
yeah.
my day was good. If you like the person, it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, there's
you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're
yeah.
asking you how your day was, you monster.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just because you didn't like
it. It's because I didn't like it.
Right. I think that.
And because I didn't want to listen to how his day was.
Exactly.
So I was like, your job is boring.
Right. I don't want to hear about your fucking boring day. Get out of my life.
Oh my God.
Get out
it was
of
a
my
nightmare
house.
In my 20s.
Yeah, I definitely had phases where I was dating guys and I was just like, I can't. Here's the thing.
Early
20s. I feel like, why are you wasting time if you know you don't like someone? Get rid of them, period.
Yeah.
There's nothing is going to grow to flourish if you don't feel it in the beginning. Guys, the beginning is the best part.
Yeah.
The beginning is we can't keep our hands off each other. We're so into each other. It's like, you know, that's what keeps you going. That's what turns in turns you into a like a long-term relationship is right. that like beginning love, like that yeah. like, oh my God, I have a crush on you, you give me butterflies type yeah. shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's like the stuff that when you're 2 years into it, you look back and you're like, yeah, but he, you know, he was sweet when we first started dating.
Right.
I really liked him then.
Yeah.
There's something in my head that's, you know, that's what the beginning of love is.
Yeah.
So if you're not feeling it in the beginning, girl.
Get out, I guess. Just, yeah. If, also, whatever it is that you're feeling in the beginning, you're going to feel for the rest of the relationship. Like,
right.
If you're, if there's like, if there's a doubt that you have in the back of your mind.
It's going to only get worse.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah. You're going to end up being like, what the fucking yeah. fuck?
Right.
Literally, what the fucking fuck? What the fucking fuck?
What the fucking fuck?
I mean, I also have... I get red flags pretty easily. I dated this guy and I knew he was a psycho because he asked for milk at my house. I don't know if I've told this story on this podcast, but he asked for a glass of milk when I asked him what he wanted to drink. And I was like...
That is a psychopath's beverage.
I'm breaking up with you tomorrow. Yeah. I can't break up with you now because I'm afraid you're going to kill me because that's what a killer would drink.
Right.
Honestly.
A glass of milk before you eat my body?
Ew. Literally, ew. Why are you drinking? First of all, people don't have backup gallons of milk.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Am I a mother of five?
Yeah, I have a quarter. I got a quarter tank of milk in my fridge. You're going to want a fucking glass?
Let's just start the pump.
How selfish are you?
Yeah.
To steal it yeah. from me.
Also, sorry, I just knocked the entire table over.
It's okay.
with my knee. But yeah, that's psychotic. It's a crazy person's thing to do.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I would have more than one gallon of milk...
Is if you had children.
As if I had five children.
Right. Right.
And no less than.
There is no need for me. Like, there. I was like, do you want anything to drink? He's like, yeah, do you have milk? I was like, I guess I do. I mean, really?
Yeah. Do you want me to sharpen a knife for you at the same time?
Do you need twine and duct tape, too?
Yeah, maybe some
so
a tarp.
Hide me?
A tarp?
Jesus. I was like, what is with the milk? And then I was like, I can't date him. Bye.
Yeah.
See ya. So...
Good
Maybe
for you.
I'm not qualified.
You made the right choice.
Okay. So here's the fuck, marry, kill. Bruno Mars, Kanye West, Kevin Hart. I'm killing Kanye. Straight off the bat.
You know what? I would fuck Kanye just because bipolar people tend to be really good in bed.
Okay. Retweet. Copy. Got it. Copy and paste.
Bruno Mars was what? Wait.
Bruno Mars, Kanye West, and Kevin Hart.
Oh.
I'm gonna...
I would marry...
I'm killing Kanye. I'm fucking Bruno because he's a good dancer and you know he knows how to lay the pipe. I'm fucking Bruno. That means I guess I have to marry Kevin Hart, which would be fine. We would have an open marriage.
Yeah, I guess I'd marry... That's what I
would
thinking.
Have no choice but to have an
I'm
open
like,
marriage.
I'm like, I guess I'd marry Kevin.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, I really don't want to do it, but actually, I have to say I'd kill Bruno. But I love Bruno.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? You can kill Bruno because I'm going to marry Bruno.
Okay.
So it'll balance itself out. The energy of this will balance
Fair.
Itself out.
Okay.
Because I do want to actually spend the rest of my life with Bruno in real life. Not even in a hypothetical situation.
Honestly,
he's so cute. He has beautiful teeth. Love his teeth. I would want my children to have those teeth.
I just killed and married two people that I don't really want to kill or marry to fuck Kanye.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I mean everything is backwards. Things are not going well for me right now.
Kanye is not good at sex.
You don't
think
so?
There's no way he's good at sex.
You don't think someone that fucking insane?
No. He's a narcissist. He doesn't care about you in bed.
But see, I'm a masochist, so it's kind of perfect.
So that's what you're looking for? You're looking to never be satisfied.
I just want no one to see me.
Yeah. I'm like, you want your boyfriend to dress
I'm just,
you.
Fucking Kanye is an invisibility cloak.
Right, right. True. I mean,
that's actually the worst decision I've ever made in my life was that fuck, marry, kill.
I mean, it says a lot about you as a person.
I'm honestly, I can't take it back because I'm not that type of person. Like,
right.
I own my mistakes, but I want to say on record that was a mistake.
Right. Yeah, for sure it was.
Yeah.
Because you have two, Kevin Hart and Bruno Mars are better. I'd rather fuck both of them. Or wait, are you marrying Kanye, you said?
No, I said
You're
I'd fuck Kanye
Kevin.
And then I'd marry Kevin.
Yeah, no.
Like, hopefully I could open for him.
Right. True. True. I'm gonna marry Bruno, fuck Kevin, because Kevin wouldn't be a good husband, and kill Kanye still. I'm never right. not killing Kanye. You would have to give me two other really strong options for me to not kill Kanye.
Yeah, I mean, Kanye should, yeah. Out of all of, I can't defend my decision here.
Yeah.
So I'm on board with you.
I mean, real bad decision.
For sure.
For sure. For
sure.
The worst you've ever made.
Yeah, have I
you
made?
You had two such bad
Have I
options.
Made worse in my life? No.
No.
But
neither have I, and I've made some mistakes. Honestly, that one really
I
was.
I mean, dating the guy with bandanas as bracelets was still a better decision.
Right, right.
Than
the
this,
leather necklace
Than this
guy.
Imaginary choice to fuck right. Kanye.
Kanye definitely doesn't care about a woman being satisfied ever.
No.
There's no way.
No.
He's thinking about, he's looking at you thinking about himself.
Right.
Wishing that it was his own body.
Yeah.
That he was having sex with because he's obsessed with himself.
Even when he's fucking Kim, he's like, you are a reflection of me.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
I'm surrounded by special people.
And they both brag about him dressing her.
Weird.
I'm like, the whole thing is strange. And everybody's like, I love them. I want to be like them. Let's buy their makeup.
I know. It's like,
do you guys not see this is a full blown circus?
It's an actual charade,
that
this marriage.
That family is wild.
Fucked.
I mean, if you think about it, think about the whole grand scheme of things. First of all, Rob. Okay. Rob marrying Blac Chyna and then Blac Chyna's baby, then being fucking Kylie's stepdaughter for a minute, or Kylie's like, you know, Kylie was like, because
oh
Tyga was the.
It's. They are actually white trash.
They are.
They're actually white
trash. They are.
You know?
The family ties is a whole. I mean.
They also are looking like more and more. It's weird how they're like becoming black the way
right,
that they
exactly.
I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Right. Right. I saw a alarming
like,
photo.
Like, can you just own the fact that none of you looked like this like 5 years ago even?
Right. Exactly. You paid so much money to look like something that you looked nothing.
Right.
But I saw a really alarming, scary photo of Kris Jenner on the Shade Room last night. Mm-hmm. And she looked like Kim. Like, she had extensions, and she had, like, one of those, like, you know those headbands that have bangs on them?
Oh, God, no.
It looked like that. Like, she had bangs, and her hair was, like, up in, like, a messy bun. And I'm, like, I'm fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
I'm so ooked by this.
Yeah.
Because.
Wait, this was a recent
this
photo?
This was yesterday.
But the photo, was it recent?
Yeah.
Oh,
she,
okay.
I think, just posted it, or someone posted it of her, and I'm just like, you know, call 911. So I'm not trying to ever, I don't want Kanye's energy in me.
Neither do I.
I don't ever want Kanye's
Neither
energy.
Neither do I.
And also, his clothes fucking suck. Okay, and
his
shoes
clothes are terrible.
Fucking suck.
He's
so
literally
ugly.
Making like sweater dresses for men.
With rips in them.
With rips in them.
For fucking $900.
Yeah.
And his sneakers, if I see someone wearing Yeezys, are you wearing Yeezys, Chris? Thank God you're wearing Vans. You're a
okay,
real man.
There we go.
Honestly, I judge you.
Get them out.
I'm against spending that much money on pretty much anything, but what are you doing? What are you doing? Kanye's not cool.
No.
I don't think Kanye's cool.
I mean, I really just...
You can take it back.
I can take it back?
I'll allow it.
But I'm almost like, if I take it back, then like I'm a pussy.
So you're just going to have to live with your own mistakes.
I think
okay.
you should just live with your mistakes.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I mean? Like, I made the wrong choice, but am I going to go
but
back on it?
But this is a representation
no.
of life.
This is how life is.
Right.
You made the wrong choice, Rosebud.
I don't trust you going out trying to date guys, though, honestly. Because if you're out and you're trying to meet guys,
Carly.
You have three options. Two of them are good. The other one's not good.
I'm choosing.
You're going to go with the bad one.
I mean, listen, this is the thing, though, about people that own their mistakes is they learn from them. So if I go on this podcast and I
right.
say I would fuck Kanye and
right.
I would kill Bruno, then like
How
I
would
know
you kill Bruno?
In my heart, I'd fuck Bruno to death. How's that?
Yeah, I would fuck Bruno. I would
that
fuck
if
Bruno.
If I could kill Bruno in a way where I was fucking him to death, then I can really be
right.
okay
then
with this decision.
You do the fucking and the killing.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, first of all, Bruno's so much more talented than Kanye. IMHO, in my honest opinion.
Yeah.
And he seems more lovable. He plays the piano.
Yeah.
He has, again, a beautiful smile. I'm not letting it go.
He does have a
beautiful
smile.
Because I want my children to have a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
His hair is very luxurious and full and curly.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
He's so
okay?
short. He's so short, though.
He's so short. I want to carry him around in my little purse.
I know.
little Bruno, put him down, you know, put him down on the table during a dinner so
use
he can entertain
use him as
us.
A salt shaker.
Yeah. His dad was... I would have a salt shaker with Bruno. I have a Betty Boop salt shaker. That's so funny. He's a salt shaker.
I want
shaker.
A little Bruno Mars salt shaker.
Someone please make us one in your pottery class.
Please.
But yeah, his dad was was Michael Jackson's choreographer.
I know.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Talent, you're born with talent. I don't care how much money you're born with. People out here are trying to, you know, be singers on YouTube and their parents have a lot of money and they get these music videos made for them. Guess what?
You're
born with it or you're not born with it.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yep.
Whether it's sports or singing, trust me, if you could learn how to sing, I would be a good singer.
Yeah.
Because I would dedicate my life to being a good singer because all I've ever wanted is to be able to impress people while singing.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be that good. I just want to be okay. Like
right.
Karaoke, like, oh, she's all right.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've heard you and it's not.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad out there. Honestly, it's not good.
Carly singing, it's actually so bad it's good though.
I don't know. I sing to my boyfriend a lot. Because I think it's funny, and
I think
doesn't.
It's hilarious.
He doesn't like it. I don't think.
I think you should start a whole new Instagram where you sing to your followers.
I really should.
You should.
The other day, I called my
like
boyfriend.
Those ads where they're doing the karaoke in their room. You should
yeah.
do that very seriously, but with your voice.
Like I'm trying to actually
like you're the
make
ad.
It.
Yeah.
That's actually really funny.
You should do it.
I called my boyfriend the other night and started singing Dreaming of You by Selena, and he was... I was like, late at night, and all. He picked up the phone, and I was like, you're sleeping, I stay up. And he's like, what song is that? And I was like, it's Selena. He didn't like it. You know what? Sometimes people just don't appreciate true talent.
It's crazy.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, send us questions to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. We love you. We appreciate you. Share this on Instagram. Share with your friends. Follow Rosebud at Rosebud Baker. Listen to her podcast. It's a Justin Bieber fan club podcast for adults that is very great. It's called Two Less Lonely Girls. Very unique, very niche. Okay. We're here for it. It's her and Corinne Fisher, another really funny comedian. And watch Inside Jokes on Amazon Prime. Rosebud's the star of it. You didn't hear it from me. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.